Performing Arts. Please put all cell phones and electronic devices on silent or vibrate at this time. The use of such devices at any time during the performance is distracting to audience members and performers and is strictly prohibited. Photography, audio, and video recording are prohibited and monitored by theater staff. There is no smoking anywhere in the theater, including the lobby and restrooms. Please make note of the exit nearest your seat. In the event of an emergency, please proceed to the exit nearest your seat, which may differ from the door used to enter the theater. Thank you, and enjoy the show.
Are you ready for some TNT? Cop some dips, dip some tops. And right now, the orchestra of the Four Tops, under the direction of Earl Van Dyke Jr., better known as Turhan.
Thank you.
show is dedicated to the memories of Lawrence Payton Sr., Rinaldo Omi-Benson, and Levi Stubbs. And now, here they are, the Four Tops. Okay, that's good. Make some noise out here. Hey!
Are you guys ready to have a good TNT music?
Motown Magic happen. But if you're really and truly mean turn at the one you love, and sing it to the one you love. Good evening, everyone. Good to see you all out there. Y'all feel pretty good?
Yeah.
All right, well, we feel great. We're ready to have a good time. All we want to do is listen to this game. Hopefully, we can make you feel real good. But we need your help. So if you feel like patting your feet, pat them bad boys. Feel like clapping your hands, do it with gusto. I feel you young, feel like shaking that thing. Okay,
we don't mind. Hey, dude. Yes, excuse me, folks. What was that you just did?
Well, I actually was trying to straighten my sacroiliac.
Whatever that is.
Folks, let me introduce you to our family. On our far right, each one of these young men have a nickname. This is our Boogie Down child, better known as Lawrence Payton Jr.
Come on, folks.
In the middle, the mighty voice, the puzzle, sparkle, and shine, Spike DeLeon. Hello, folks. And right next to me, folks, well, he's a good friend of ours, but he's our problem child. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Rock.
Spike and Mike, we are proud to be sharing the stage with you. This went over here to my far left. I'd like for you all to give it up for Mr. Duke McKeer. I really know he's on the floor, guys. Can I hear it for him, please?
Oh, that's a wonderful week. Folks, you don't know how glad I am to still be here and to be here, all right? Thank you. Well, we're going to get started. But I have a little nephew I want you to meet. You see why we call him Tiny. Hey, Tiny. Hey, what's up, man? That's my nephew. Yes, he is. You all heard the name the Funk Brothers. But the Funk Brothers was the rhythm section that was on all those wonderful Motown hits. His dad was a keyboard player, Earl Van Dyke. This is Earl Van Dyke Jr. Following in his mighty footsteps. Hey, look down. Why don't you get us started by hitting me where it hurts really good.
Right, y'all.
Thank you. know who played the golden. Shit, you're so far. Thank you so much, folks. This is a break. I'm going to stretch it out as long as I can. One of our most beautiful ballads, folks. I remember the night it was written. We were working in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at a nightclub, and we were working on an album. And the producer was there, and he said he had this beautiful ballad that he wanted us to hopefully learn that night after the show, so we can record it the next day. So he said, would you all wait around after the show and come sit by the piano and let's see if we can work this out. So we did just that. We came down, me and Lawrence and Obie, we kind of stood around the piano, and Levi came and sat down right next to the writer. And he started playing this beautiful melody. Oh, yes. Oh, that was music to our ears. Oh, man, this is sweet. So Levi got right into it right away. They start bending around and start humming different little melodies. Pretty soon, Levi and he were putting words together, singing to each other. And do you know, in about 45 minutes, it was done. They had finished this beautiful song. So we did record it the next day. Now, it was a pretty modest hit. But it took Whitney Houston to make it the global hit that it should have been all the time. So here's our rendition of that wonderful song. Thank you.
And like Duke says, this is one of our favorites. We appreciate both renditions. And we like to share our rendition at this time. Because if Levi was here tonight, guys, first of all, he would I'd be all up in y'all face like this here. And he'd break it down like this, he would say. I believe.
Believe in you and me.
Well, maybe I'm a fool to feel the way I do, but I will play the fool forever, just to be with you forever.
Bye. Try to breathe again. Well, back in the day, folks, when groups were really very popular, singing groups were everywhere. They were on the school grounds, hear them in the candy shop, the malt shop, in school, around school.
That's true.
Everywhere.
That's true.
And we were part of that. They sang all kinds of songs, doo-wops, and people really enjoyed listening to those harmonies. Better as different groups. So every now and then, we take a journey. Sometimes we go way back.
Now, Duke.
Then sometimes, what?
Speaking of journeys,
yeah.
Are we going to St. Louis, or are we going to New York?
We're going to New York, baby.
We're going to New York tonight?
Yeah, we're going to New York. In fact, we're going to take on your Broadway tune.
Go right ahead.
Yeah.
Is this like in the still of the night or something?
That's it.
How is that what it is?
You must like Cole Porter.
Thank you.
Well, every night, this part of our show, I sit down again. No, we very seriously pay tribute to our three fallen brothers. That's Lawrence Payton Sr., Redondo O.B. Benson, and Levi Stubbs. Yes, and we do that every night for a number of reasons. First of all, you see, we up here, we'll never forget them. And we don't want you out there to forget your mind. I mean, we worked hard, did a lot of recordings, worked a lot of concerts, but most of all, we enjoy every minute of what we was doing. For 44 wonderful years together, we stood tall. And it was great, folks. So we pay tribute to them. Tonight it'll just be one song tribute, because our time is kind of limited. Just take the mighty voice of Levi, one of the greatest lead singers of the century. And he could interpret lyrics spoken as good as anybody that I know that could sing. I mean, he could make, when he's singing a ballad, he could make your hair stand on end, make a tear come out of your eye, or goosebumps. And if it was a rhythm song, you had to move them feet or shake your butt. You had to do something. Oh, he was good. But you know what? Greater than that wonderful voice of his character was far beyond reproach, folks. There was many entities and companies that wanted to just pull him away and make him a soloist. He wouldn't have it. I wouldn't tell you what he would tell him.
Tell
but
him what he would say. What would
he say? He'd say, shit. Just like that. First he would ask him, what about my brother? They'd say, no, we just need you. And that's when he would say that word. What a wonderful guy. And then there was Renaldo O.B. Benson. Folks, he had the smile of a happy little child. When he came on that side of the stage, he just lit up. Oh, it was good times, joy, happiness, fun. And the same way off stage. He was a great, wonderful guy. He was a great songwriter also. In fact, he wrote one of the most prolific songs that came out of Motown. And then there's Lawrence Payton Sr., who, by the way, happened to have a son sitting over there, Lawrence Payton Jr. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, he got it naturally. His daddy couldn't dance like that. His daddy hardly moved. But he had a great musical ear, folks. And, he could have been a great composer, but he just liked making harmonies for the guys and showing different types of harmonies and singing those parts to you. And he had us singing like almost anybody. But of course, he liked us singing like the tops, which is the sound that he created. So we pay tribute to our three brothers, and I leave y'all with these words. As great as the wonderful talents that they had, you know the best thing about them, folks? They were three of the greatest friends that anyone could ever have. Levi, Obie, and Lawrence. A tribute to my brothers.
This song needs no introduction, folks. I'd like for you all to tell me what this song is. It's What Going. What's the name of it?
What's Going.
Here to deliver this message tonight, we have the incomparable Michael Brown. Everybody give him a hand. Come on, Mike.
Far too many of you. You know. I'm gonna tell you what we need. Come on and take some of you back to your holiday. Now, you remember, well, get out like the speech doll and let's show them how we used to push it.
Thank you. Mike Delon, Ronnie McNair, and Newt McKeon, the Four Tops. Legends of Motown, the Four Tops.